Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Cypress Trail Hideout, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Day-Long Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
A good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance back in studio with RJ here on the show. It's great being out there at Highland Pines yesterday. We had a fun time. Some guy named Sam Morrow, if that is your real name, says he was behind me and I was in my pocket a few times yesterday, which is ridiculous.
Dropping balls?
No, which means that you hit so many bad shots that you just give up on the hole. So you're in your pocket. And that's just, which is clearly ridiculous. And so he can't be believed ever again. He's lost all his credibility, Sam Morrow has. So we had a great time. It was awesome. Played with Charlie Epps, and he had never been there before. And Charlie has seen a lot of golf courses, and he was just like, man, this place is really good, really nice. Wait for, you know, wait till it matures. It doesn't even need to be mature yet. So thanks to Dennis and Barron and everybody out there, John and Kyle and Cash and everybody out there, just making it a great day for everybody. It was just a lot of fun. We really enjoy it. And I highly encourage you guys to go to golf, Highland Pines, golfhighlandpines.com, golfhighlandpines.com, because it is really something to see. Well, let's start this morning with something a little bit different. So you're looking right now at another regional sports network that is falling apart.
Diamond. Diamond Sports, owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group out of, I think, Baltimore. And the brothers own Lock Bar. The Sinclair family owns Lock Bar, or at least the sons do, right over here, down whatever it is, down Westheimer, as a matter of fact, the restaurant. But yeah, they that one has filed for bankruptcy.
They're from the Northeast, I believe.
Yeah, Baltimore area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that one has filed for bankruptcy, and they go under Bally Sports. So you may have seen TV before, baseball, regional baseball network that had Bally Sports in it. And so that takes care of about 12 different teams, and so they are going to file for bankruptcy. You may remember Warner Brothers is liquidating.
Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah, and there's three different teams, including the Astros, who are in that. Now,
there were eight teams in it. Colorado teams, Pittsburgh teams, Houston teams. There are eight teams that are affected by that.
But Colorado teams are only. Oh, you're talking about. I'm just talking about baseball teams.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just talking about baseball teams. You're right. Those are the three baseball teams that are affected, I believe. So they're going to continue being broadcast on the same. It's just ownership changes. What it's going to mean in the short term is that all these teams, now the Discovery one, which I'm not Discovery, but the Diamond Broadcasting, they've made payments to everyone for the year other than the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
That is not the case with the Warner Brothers Discovery, I guess. I think the Astros have to figure out their own situation.
Well, just like the Rockies do. Rockies haven't gotten paid, and the Astros haven't.
Yeah.
The basketball teams and the hockey teams have all been paid.
Yeah, they've been paid. The baseball teams are basically, world broadcasting. Right. Here's all the here's all the inventory. You have to sell it. Now, the Astros probably will be able to sell it.
Well, they're not being able to sell it. The Astros and the Rockets are taking it over.
Right.
In the paper this morning.
Well, I'm just saying it's going to be broadcast on the same channel.
On the same channel.
Yeah.
But they're taking over ownership of it.
Houston is expected
to emerge from the RSN shuffle with local team ownership. A stunning contrast from developments in 2013-14 when the Astros and Rockets lost control of CSN Houston in a bankruptcy court dispute with Comcast. Each team lost more than $100 million. That's still under dispute, if I'm not mistaken. That
could be.
That whole thing is still going on.
That was the Drayton McLean issue.
Yeah. Jim Crane had issue with Drayton.
Yeah, because right. He's like, you didn't.
Yeah.
This wasn't what I was told.
No, this is a. This is
what
you,
I was sold. Yeah, I was sold a bag of goods.
So now it looks like, so we will get our. I don't know that it was ever in danger. We there's absolutely zero chance that we won't be able to see our Astros games. It'll be interesting to see how we consume them, though, and how much more. You know, Major League Baseball last year, we saw a few games that were
Apple TV.
Yeah, Apple TV. And so that was difficult throughout the city because bars didn't know how to do
that. So MLB, so for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, which is Diamond, under Bally's, you're going to have to watch on the MLB app. So MLB.TV app is what they're going to have to. And that doesn't
affect
us.
That's not us.
It doesn't affect us. We'll still have it on the same channel for now. But we'll see what happens. But the belief is Major League Baseball is going to take over the broadcast with one primary deal. But I would have to think, you know, the problem is teams like the Astros this year. Now, they'll be able to sell their advertising. But a lot of teams are going to lose out on money that they count on this money.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know them. You know Jim Crane and Tillman. They're great businessmen. They've already probably got a staff put together to go out and sell both of their entities. And we'll see. It may not be in this first year. It may be a cluster for them, but they're gonna do their damnedest. They've already got they know everybody who is sponsors and what they're paying and everything else. So it may be a smooth transition. The thing is, in the Chronicle this morning, the Houston Channel, which will get a new name once the Astros and Rockets take ownership, will join team-owned RSNs in several markets. What do you think that the new name of the
Space network? City Sports?
No. How about it's Astros and Rockets? How about AstRock? Or rock ass.
It could be ass rock. It could be rock ass. I don't think it's going to be. Oh, what about Hustle City Sports?
Ooh. How about? Well, I mean, we are the capital
for the,
of the
what
strip
about,
club, right?
What, not anymore.
We're
I
not?
Think we've really lost it. Yeah.
Well, no how about if we get it back? It.
What about for the H? And it's just got the...
No, that's... Cal's got that.
And it's
Cal
just got,
owns that.
Well, it was actually...
Cal...
Rappers
no,
are doing
patented,
this for the last...
No, no, no.
Rappers have been doing this for about 10 years.
No, Cal... But Cal took it over and brought it to a new level. He's like the Michael Jordan of the H.
You can use his...
He brought it to a new... Sure.
His thick fingers
Larry
and
Bird
hands.
Magic were here, but Michael took it to a new level.
Right.
Cal took it... He's the Michael of
the
H.
What about that? For the H. And you just have an H up there somewhere in the corner.
Huh. I don't think they will.
The Astros lean into all that.
I don't... No.
Hustle City Sports. HCS.
Hustle just seems like it's like a street term for selling drugs. Okay?
It's kind of mainstream if you listen to music now.
Oh, is it?
It's no big deal.
Oh, okay.
Stuff in.
I don't know that they want...
HCS.
I don't know if Jim Crane's going to want to be associated with Hustle City.
Well, but they had Hustle... Like, they had that already. It was one of their brands from 2 years ago. Hustle was in there. So,
Rockets were...
No, not Rockets didn't do it. It was whenever they were Crush City, they switched it to Hustle Town, is what they switched it to. Instead of Crush City, they switched it to Hustle Town. Yeah, so they've already been... Astros have already had Hustle Town. Because I think there may have been a... They got out of Crush City. Yeah, it was 2000 and...
Was it right?
Might have been 19.
Yeah. Was Hustle Town?
Yeah. Well, they switched in the middle of the year to something else, to the branding.
I missed it.
Yeah. It's going to be Hustle something.
I'm sure there's something better. Tony, Art can think of something, I'm sure.
No, I don't think that's
Art, right. You can tweet us. Anybody got a new name for the regional network with the Rockets and the Astros? I like Rock Ass Sports. That would be, to me, that seems like the best name possible.
Here.
Hustle, what?
Well, there's some of the Hustle shirts. Town? These are from Fanatics. It's Hustle Town. Already had that on there. Yeah. That's probably what it's going to be.
No, that was your boys that made the t-shirts.
This is Fanatics. This is the team licensed.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I believe you. I just don't.
This item's out of stock.
Don't remember that. It's out of stock. That's how popular it was.
Well, that's how old, yeah.
That's how popular it was. It's out of stock. Did you see this as well? And it's a ways off, but yet it is kind of a big deal. Apparently, we're going to have a 48-team World Cup format now. This is expanding to 48 teams. FIFA voted yesterday for a change in the format to 48 teams, 104 matches, which means... We thought we would get something like...
But is it going to be immediate?
Yes, it's happening immediately. We thought we were going to get like 7 games. We're getting more than that. We will get more than that. And Chris Kennedy said, we'll take as many as we possibly can get. It's going to be a different format, except this is what I thought it was anyway. How many groups were there? 8? 8 groups of 4?
Yeah.
8 groups of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32 teams. Now it's 12 groups.
Was it 8? Yeah, I think you're right. Because it's easiest for the turn. Yeah, for the format. Yeah, it was 8.
Now they say it's going to be 12 groups. 12 groups. They were talking about having 16 groups of 3. The plan for that was the plan chosen in 2017, apparently. But both options were to go a 32-team knockout round. This is, we're going to have a 32-team knockout round, not 16. Not 16. It's going to be 32 teams now.
So they've doubled it.
Okay. Yeah. 24 plus 8 wild cards, that 8 teams that finish that don't finish in the top 2.
Is it going to be goal differential, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do that, but.
Or are we going to have a new BCS? More games. Where we have somebody international that can be basically bribed, can choose it?
Yeah.
We are going with Qatar. We're taking Qatar. Qatar lost every match. Qatar, you've taken money, haven't you? Wild card Qatar. And Saudi Arabia, is it? They're not in the World Cup. Saudi Arabia has a team now. Okay, this is that oil money.
Yeah, that's all money. So 72 games before we get to the knockout rounds. In the group stage, there'll be 72 games now.
Listen. It's the purist probably won't like it. I just want more World Cup soccer.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
No. And it's 32 now, so more teams will make it. It's not going to be nearly as good to get to the knockout round. You still got
to
get there.
It's going to be rare for you to be missing. You know, Italy will be in, more than likely. You won't have a World Cup where Italy's out or the U.S. is out. You won't have that. Those teams will be in every World Cup, more than likely. Expanding the expanding
field.
From 32 to 48.
Yeah, yeah,
16.
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen.
Yeah, right.
Where you want teams that? Yeah, that's really what it is. You want the TV viewership and the sponsorship.
Well,
more
games means look at the NFL. 17 weeks now. I mean, we don't care. Thursday games. We don't care.
And the TV deal is bigger.
Yeah. No. They've already done the TV deals. Here's what the problem is that they've already done key broadcast markets already signed, including the United States, Brazil, and the Middle East. But they will get sponsors. They haven't signed sponsors yet. Sponsors will pay more now for the event because they're getting more television time and more more eyes. It's going to just crush all of the attendance records, which were set back in 1994. 3.6 million spectators attended 52 games. It's going to just destroy that record of how many people are going to be here. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to be awesome for the city of Houston since we get games here. It's going to be great. That's 2026. I don't know if I'll even – I'll probably be dead, but it's going to be good for our city anyway. That's how I am. I don't care about me personally. I just care that the city is going to –
Hustle town.
Yeah, hustle. I kind of like rock ass city.
That's fine.
Okay.
You call what you want. You don't have to – no one's in charge of you.
Nobody can tell me what I like better, hustle town or rock ass. 714 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about siding and windows. They're rock hard.
Yeah. Allstate Windows and Siding is a company who does windows and siding business. Obviously, it's in the name. Why is that important? For two reasons. Number one, energy efficiency. On a day like today, when it's a little cooler in the morning, it's in the 40s. If it's colder in your house, you probably have leaky windows is one of the issues. And, you know, when it comes to energy efficiency, windows are the number one culprit. If you have old windows, if you have leaky windows, it starts to let in the humidity. It lets in cold air. It lets in, well, dust, quite frankly. These are all potential concerns. What you need to do is make sure that you take a look at getting new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. It can improve your energy efficiency up to 40%. 40%, that's a big, big deal. Of course, it's going to make your house look better. The siding will, the windows will. They'll make your house. It's a big upgrade in terms of the curb appeal of your home. A dilapidated wood, bye-bye. We've got new hardy plank that is going to be set up to look great and add a layer of protection for your home. And, of course, the windows are going to do the same. Double pane, double strength, reduce the amount of noise in your home. And, of course, as I mentioned, the energy efficiency and a level of safety. So make sure that you check them out. They've got deep discounts for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. There's a sale going on right now. You can check it out online. And, of course, you have to ask for it by name. Tell them you heard it from Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5. Go to allstatewindowsandsiding.com or call 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Chris with Gulf Coast Pump and Supply right here in Houston. After years of dealing with an outdated website, we were in the market for an upgrade. That's when I heard about SiteJab here on ESPN Radio. I called the guys at SiteJab, and in a matter of weeks, we had an amazing new website designed and running. If your business is looking for a new website, call the team at SiteJab. Not only will they get you the website you want, but one that produces more leads.
Call SiteJab today for a website you can count on. 713-999-4661 or sitejab.com.
Time to hydrate. Grab a Rambler Sparkling Water, the official sparkling water of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Texas mineral blend available in original lemon, lime, grapefruit, and now Satsuma. Ramblers do it better.
Hey guys, BK here for my bookie. March Madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with my bookie. Whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting on the eventual national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie is the perfect online destination. Getting started is simple. Visit mybookie.ag, make your first deposit, and use the promo code BET975 to claim an exclusive deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim some extra money on top of your initial deposit, and you'll definitely want to play for $150,000 in the MyBookie Madness bracket. Contest. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing money. With hundreds of thousands in prizes for March Madness and weekly blackjack tournaments, you can turn your game day into payday with MyBookie. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Take a deeper dive into Houston sports stories at SportsMap Houston and ESPN Houston on YouTube. Big opinions from all our hosts about the Astros, Texans, Rockets, and more. SportsMap Houston and ESPN Houston on YouTube. Subscribe today.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm going,
you are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Keith Cordero Jr. Makes a great point. Incredible range this morning on the opening segment, hitting regional baseball TV networks in 2026 World Cup expansion.
Yeah. I agree.
We do. We have that kind of range.
It's what we do.
You know, it's not, oh, let's see what the right guard is going to do. It's let's see him pulling here, and then we'll describe it on the radio. Stop. Okay, that's not what we do.
Well, we can.
We inform and entertain.
I like to do that stuff.
He said, "What about For the City TV?"
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Tony.
But you have to make it. It'd be FTC.
Yeah. He said, "How about TV Map?" If David Gow owned it.
It's not going to be TV Map. David Gow doesn't own the Rockets and Astros.
David Gow doesn't own it, but if he did.
I know Tillman's going to say, Jim, have we thought about Landry Sports Broadcasting Network? Jim's going to, have we thought about Patente Sports Broadcasting Network? How about this? Just stay with me here, Jim. DraftKings Sports Broadcasting
It couldn't be DraftKings.
It could be.
It could well be.
Because basketball is paying too.
What about the Gallery Sports Network?
I'm sure Matt would want to kick in. I don't know if he wants to kick in that
Not
much.
That much. Not. Listen, if Matt can't bet on it, he ain't kicking in. He ain't about that. Okay? So.
Let me just throw something in here.
Audio Owl says, I've been hitting some low-hanging fruit like yesterday with Jack Goff.
Yes. Yeah, you have. You've been on brand.
Okay.
To the point that I'm questioning.
It's not just recently, Audio Owl.
No, I've been questioning, did he fall off the lint wagon?
No.
He didn't fall off the lint wagon. Yeah. Is there such a thing as a lint wagon?
People fall off the lint wagon.
I'm sure people fall off the lint wagon.
Yeah. So the last three games, Jabari Smith has just changed. He's just been different.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Jabari talking about, you know, who do you think he credits?
I'm going to say God.
I'm sure God had played a role in it.
Okay.
He's averaging, in his last three games, 24.7 points, 11 rebounds, 1.3 blocks, 1.3 steals.
That's rookie of the year stuff right there.
Yeah.
Making a late charge to win.
Here's who he credits.
You know, he just keep trusting me. You know, he doesn't lose hope in you, lose faith. He knows that I can do, trust my ability. So him just believing in me, him never telling me that I shot a bad shot, or just always putting that confidence in me, no matter if I'm shooting 20% or whatever. You know, he just always trusting me and just keep teaching me, know I'm learning. And, you know, he's been with some of the greats too, so just learning from him.
That's Steven Silas.
No, it's not. It's God.
It wasn't a capital Jesus. H all those
it
times.
It was Jesus.
It was
he.
Said,
he trusts me. He believes in me.
Small H.
He loves me no matter what I do is what he basically said.
Well, basically, Steven Silas is his guy because he puts him in and takes him out of games.
Yeah.
Right.
And he does love you no matter what you do.
That's right. No matter what you do. No matter how bad you are. He is, right. He is a forgiving God.
He is. Steven Silas. Yeah. I mean, he tries to live his life like Christ.
Yeah.
Obviously, Steven Silas is very... Not the first book, not the Old Testament.
Yeah, and there's no legalism.
It doesn't matter
what good you do or what bad you do. He still loves you.
God and Jesus. We're not talking. Yeah, it's Steven Silas is trying to be. Yeah, right. He's trying to be forgiving. You're right. Like
you can't earn your way into heaven. And certainly this team.
Remember
has
when
not
he said
earned
when he
its
said,
way
"Give
heaven.
Me your poor your lepers
no,
and your poor huddled masses."
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, but they co-opted it, really. They said, give me your poor huddle masses, your lepers, your prostitutes.
That's really not it, but okay.
I think that's what it is.
Do you think that was in the Bible?
On one of the tablets.
Bring us the 15.
Poor huddle masses?
Speaking of which.
Isn't that biblical?
The 15. And he dropped the tablet, the 10 commandments.
10. Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Was that
History of the World Part 2 is out. You going to see it?
No. I never saw History of the World Part 1.
You didn't see?
I think it's already out.
It's Good History to Be the King? You never saw that one?
No.
Oh. Never. There
was
some
Was that Monty Python?
No, it was Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Okay.
Yeah. There was some. And Mel Brooks did this one. And you know Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks is
comedy
alive?
Will. Mel Brooks comedy, okay.
I know. It's
it transcends time. We'll see. It
takes chances. We'll see what he does with this.
We'll see. We'll see if it does. 723 ES.
Hey, you know who's going to be traded, I think, sooner rather than later is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has played his last game with Baltimore. Baltimore fundamentally believes that Lamar is not operating in good faith. That's why they mention good faith. They don't believe that Lamar's team, meaning him and his mom, and I guess the NFLPA, I don't know, are not negotiating in good faith. They're not trying to get deals done. So I think they're done with Lamar, and they gave him an opportunity to – he's on the non-exclusive franchise. Now, this is not a group that gets deals done easily. They signed their rookie deal, but since then they can't agree to any kind of advertised marketing deal. They can't agree to a contract. There is a concern that Lamar Jackson's mom is going to have a fear right at the end that she's going to that it will be a quote unquote bad deal unless she gets exactly what she's asking for. The question is, will somebody meet them at $250 million guaranteed? Or will they say, no, that's not the number? If they say no, there's a belief that his mom will just kind of freeze up and say, let's kick it down next year and let's take the $32 million from Baltimore. So it's going to be interesting because there's no history of them being able to negotiate, truly negotiate and get deals done. And even when they agree to a deal and a marketing deal, she comes back and says, you know what, I know we agreed, but we want more money.
Yeah.
Which in the marketing, and that just doesn't happen with these shoe companies. They're like, that's not how we do business.
You have to have a deal done before you make the trade.
And that's the problem. You almost have to have it signed. I think that's a concern, is that he's agreed to multiple deals.
Well, he can start talking to teams today.
Yeah, but...
Okay, teams will go after Lamar?
I guess, actually, you can sign him. You can get it signed.
Yes.
Who's the teams who... So you have the Colts, Washington, Raiders got Jimmy Garoppolo. You have...
Tampa needs a quarterback.
Tampa, yeah. Yep. And that's Florida.
Yeah. Yep. So who else needs a quarterback?
Houston.
Yeah, that's not going to be the case. The 49ers?
No, they just added Darnold. They're clearly, they have a...
Okay.
Well, they have Darnold, Lance, and Purdy.
Oh, okay. The Titans?
Yeah.
He ain't going there. He ain't going to the Titans.
Why? I mean, the Titans need one. I don't think they believe necessarily. They might believe in Malik Willis's ability.
The Packers?
Yeah, but they want to see what Jordan Love can do.
They want to see what Jordan Love
can do. Not really. Not the Bears. I mean, we're running out of teams. Geno Smith re-signed. Kyler, what if they're trying to get rid of, but you can't get rid of Kyler Murray's deal. That costs you too much.
What about the Patriots?
Now, that is a sneaky good one right there. I don't believe they believe in Mac Jones. And Bailey Zappi is just a guy, although they could see Bailey Zappi as maybe he's Tommy. Maybe he's got some Tommy.
But you keep... Yeah.
They had to bench him at one point last year. He's a rookie, but...
I guess Bill O'Brien could coach him.
Would he want to play in that kind of
going from Tom Brady to Lamar Jackson, talk about total opposite.
Well, the Jets, if it falls apart with with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, the diva, in a second. He's the biggest diva maybe in sports right now. I mean, Kyrie is still the best. And Kevin Durant's up there really high. Kevin Durant just believes he should be able to be traded whenever he wants to. Whenever he wants to leave, he gets to leave.
Yeah.
So probably Durant and Kyrie are the top two divas, but Aaron Rodgers is not far behind. The crap he's pulled the last couple of years and his latest with the Jets, I want to get into that. Aaron Rodgers has taken it to a new level with the Jets. Now, there are conflicting reports. Some say a deal's in place, and Adam Schefter's saying, no, a deal's not in place. I tend to listen to Adam Schefter. But we'll get into that next. But when you look at the teams that could sign Lamar Jackson, you've got...
You don't forget about salary cap, too.
Who did... No, that's a big consideration.
I think Tampa's out. Tampa's out.
Probably so. The Colts have the money.
Yes. The Texans have the money. Yeah. That's not happening.
Not the Saints. Who did the Saints just sign? Oh, Derek Carr. Carolina's draft traded up to one. I mean, unless Carolina was going to give away the first pick, but why would you do that? If you're going to do Lamar, you would just trade the ninth pick. Why give away draft capital, move up? So you couldn't. It's definitely not them. You kind of run out of teams. Who it could be Lamar Jackson. You really run out of teams.
You are. Yeah. So it's
Lions.
No.
Well, you could. It could be Lions.
Yeah.
You could trade for. You'd have to give up the two first round picks unless he signed a deal. No. Unless he signed and you made a separate trade with the Lions.
That's tough. So the
me running out of teams.
You are. Tampa is negative, so they had to get back to even just now.
I mean, the Colts need a quarterback and they're under the cap.
They are.
But I just can't see Lamar wanting to play. I think he'd rather play with the Would he want to play in Indianapolis? It's an indoor facility.
Yeah.
So he's playing it, but it gets bitterly cold there, I guess.
Yeah, but it's indoor. What's the difference?
Just living his life in cold places for a few months.
No, I don't think he wants to play outside. I'm not sure about living.
Well, some people don't like just
getting
out to the car, shoveling snow.
I want to play for the Texans. There's no other team I want to play for. And I think I'm not alone in that.
If he wants to go, he's not going to be able to just go to places. What about the Dolphins?
Yeah. Well, no, the Dolphins are.
They've been rumored for a long time, they got a quarterback with concussion concerns.
Yeah. And I'll just talk about the Texans and all their cap space. It's not. Right now, they're 20th on SpotTrack's list
as far as cap space deals.
Yeah, but they've been signing those big Noah Brown deals. Those big.
We signed somebody new. You're ruining the teeth.
Yeah. Well, and they just traded for big money guard. So
we'll go through the free agency tracker. There were some big moves made yesterday, including Jimmy Garoppolo has one fewer tight end to throw to, and Darren Waller.
Yeah.
And that's going to shake up.
Let's
good addition for the Giants. We'll talk about some of the moves, including the Houston Texans, when we come back. 7:30 here on the bench.
But Craig DeSerf says
Craig DeSerf is always doing the deals for you. Free agency is about deals, right? You want to see the best deals you can get. The players want to get their best deals. Well, you are like the player getting the best deal all the time. Craig DeSerf and his staff, they come down on price right off the bat. They start at lower prices than anyone else. That's why there's not a lot of negotiating, because they just get there right away and say, we're not going to play games with you. We're not going to treat you that way. We're going to give you the lowest price. We're going to give you the best trade-in value. We're going to find you the maximum amount of dealer cashback incentives, because you're going to be happy that way. And once that happens, you are going to tell other people about your car buying experience. Whether you are getting low finance rates on the Chevy Silverado and on the GMC Sierra pickup truck, or whether it's, you know, great dealer cashback options, you're going to find that vehicle you're looking for at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Right now, the 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500, 0% APR with no monthly payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 cash allowance on a new Silverado with a turbo high output engine. These are offers you're not finding 0% APR yet. They've got this on a 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500. Make sure that you make that trip out to Angleton. It's going to save you thousands of dollars. It's LanceZCars.com to shop online.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
You know, I'm a lifer here in Houston area, and one of the best things that's happened here in the area is the arrival of QC Kinetics. Amazing regenerative medicine treatments that have helped so many people, including my wife, with lasting joint pain relief. With no surgery, no drugs, no downtime, well, the demand has been so strong that they are opening another clinic, this one in Sugar Land, while expanding treatment capacity in the Woodlands and the Heights with more locations on the way. QC Kinetics is a game changer. They are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine using a modern-day approach to deal with chronic joint pain. It's an all-natural process that uses healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged tissue.
you can get back to your life. Be active again without that chronic pain and without surgery or drugs. You've been hearing about it. Stop putting it off. If you have arthritic pain or pain from an injury, call QC Kinetics right now. 713-913-5285. QC Kinetics in Sugar Land, the Woodlands, and the Heights. 713-913-5285.
Don't try to apprehend us.
I deal with the lynch mob. I got it going on. A brother that's living in the city of the criminal zone.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts? 713-780-3776. Look, you want to talk about a curmudgeon. Apparently, Darren Waller just got married to Kelsey Plum.
Who is Kelsey Plum?
She is a guard for the Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
You don't even...
They're the champion.
Okay.
Did they win?
Get to know...
Did they win the championship?
Yes. Get to know your
team.
No,
they didn't.
They lost?
The Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Mercury probably won it.
No, I think the Aces won or something.
I know. It's a trick question to see if either of us know.
Because no one knows. Whatever. They just got married.
Yeah?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And apparently, and then he gets traded. Here's Robert Griffin said this: Darren Waller just got married to Kelsey Plum of the Las Vegas Aces, and Josh McDaniels' wedding present was to trade him to the New York Giants. McDaniels is not a romantic. Kelsey retweeted and said, probably because he wasn't invited to the wedding. Would you invite your head coach to the wedding just so you could stay in that city? Yes. That was a bad move by the Plum/Wallers.
Well, unless they want to get out of there and go to NYC. Well, you're not really going to New York.
A WNBA team in New York? No one knows.
Yes.
No one knows.
Yeah. The New York Liberty.
Liberty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Don Staley hit a half-court shot one time for them years and years ago.
No one knows that.
Rebecca Lobo, Doi.
She wasn't with them.
You don't know that.
Rebecca Lobo was in Connecticut or something.
Mohegan Sun team?
Yeah. The casino team. Yeah. Yeah. I know my WNBA.
You want to play? Should we play a game of guess who? We're in WNBA team. Where WNBA players
forget
play.
What players are. What teams
this is
are
the
there?
Hardest game ever. New York Liberty. Suck it. 97 to 2001. I knew it.
Yeah, but she was only there 4 years. No one knew it.
Where did she go in 2002? Bet you don't even know. Houston Comet.
Phoenix.
She was a Comet.
In what? 2002?
Gee, I don't remember this.
Were they still around in 2002?
Yeah, obviously. Or maybe she was on that and they went
They weren't
under.
Around in 2002.
Look, it's on Wikipedia.
Oh, gosh.
Then she went to the Connecticut Sun. No. I hit them all. I mean, look at me. You cannot beat me in WNBA trivia. Give me another player. Oh, Sue Bird, Seattle team.
Oh, what about the one that
Seattle
with
Sounders.
The face that...
the one with the face
that we saw. No,
Rebecca
no,
Lobo.
That was Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah, I already told
which,
you.
Which one was it with the Sun for the Phoenix? Not the Phoenix Sun.
Mercury.
Who was there forever?
That's easy. That's Taurasi.
Thank you. Nice. Yeah. Well done.
You can't beat me on WNBA trivia.
Yeah.
I basically went to the last like big name player. Sue Bird was Seattle. So I was like, okay, I think this is it. I think we're all out of big name players. Where did Cynthia
Male golfer,
Cooper
female
play?
Golfer, WNBA
player. WNBA player matched right. The player in the team.
Match. Okay. I don't think we can do it. I think that's the extent.
Yeah.
And that's a shame, too, because I'm an ally. I'm an ally. I really am.
That is a shame that you consider yourself an ally.
I'm such an ally. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. 703-780-37. If you've got some WNBA players you want to bring up or... If you have a name of the new sports network run by the Rockets and the Astros, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. All right, so Waller goes. There's all kinds of movement. By the way, Josh Jacobs was none too pleased with Darren Waller leaving the team. What about Austin Eckler says, I want to be traded.
Yeah, that was that's a leverage move. He's at an impasse in contract negotiations with the team. So he's requesting a... He's requested permission to seek a trade. It's a very not only formal, but I think a polite way. It's a very polite thing. And he informed the team. He did not just go to Twitter to tell the team. So he handled like a grown-up. And I think it's just a matter of him putting more pressure. I think this is a mechanism to pressure the team to get a deal done with him. And I think a deal will get done. I don't think they'll let Eckler leave. I think Eckler will be a Charger. But it would be interesting if the Chargers get a good deal. I mean, he's a running back, and he's a running back who, you know, he's had a lot of touches over the last few years. It could be a situation where they deal him and just start all over at running back. Isaiah Spiller's over there. I don't know that is mattering right now, but maybe Spiller has got something, you know, for next year. Maybe they look at running back in the draft, but that was an interesting name when I saw that he was requesting permission to seek a trade. Darren Waller dealt is a big deal.
It's unusual to play well in your third contract, so this is going to be interesting to see if Austin Eckler can overcome what most running backs can.
Well, because he had a short-term – because he had as a undrafted or late round or undrafted free agent.
Yeah,
he
got out of his early.
So he was able to get to a second contract earlier, and then, you know, the second contract only lasts a certain amount of time.
I mean, there's no reason that Austin Eckler won't still be a weapon.
He is, because he's a pass catcher.
Yeah.
They have more value now. I was looking at this. So the Texans signed Noah Brown, and Noah Brown is a back end of the roster free agent. I mean, he's like right now your fourth, fifth receiver. Brandon Cooks is gone. Brandon Cooks is going to be gone. There's no way they're keeping Brandon Cooks. If they are, they have finished their wide receiver
$18 million
crew is set.
There's zero chance.
Yeah. So it's Brandon Cooks fifth receiver, Noah Brown fourth, John Metchie third, Robert Woods second, and Nico Collins first.
Yeah, it's funny how interchangeable the three are, though.
Well, that's a problem.
Woods,
when
Metchie,
you have interchangeable three, it's a concern. You need to have a clear pattern.
How many? You can only have two slot receivers, okay, on the field at a time.
Well, you're not gonna. They're not drafting wide receiver. I know everyone's all upset and like this wide receiving group isn't good enough. They have to draft. I just told they just gave. They drafted two of those guys in the second round. Is Nico Collins not playing? Is Metchie? Are they just cutting the? Are they cutting court on a second round pick that's never played?
I mean, obviously there's a lot of snaps, so you could play different guys.
Yeah, but you can't go sign a big one. Not for Robert Woods. You'd basically have to just sit Robert Woods.
Well, not sign one, but what about draft a good one? How about a one? They still don't have a one.
Yeah,
they don't have a one.
Yeah, in theory you could, but you've got what they've done, though, is they've taken care of the roster where it's not a priority for them. Mm. I mean, I don't think it's a great, but they've given guaranteed money and early draft picks on guys. There's just no snaps right now. And they just signed Noah, so they just took care of like a fourth wide receiver spot, fourth wide receiver spot. They could draft a wide receiver, there's no question. But I don't think it's going to happen until the fourth round or beyond. A guy like Michael Wilson, who can be a gunner also on special teams. That's maybe what you're looking for. You may see them draft a wide receiver with punt return ability, you know, who's got dual position stuff. You're not getting
it can't
everything.
Can't be
guys.
More Texans to have a bunch of number three wide receivers.
Do you want pass rushers?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do.
Do you want a quarterback?
I do.
Yeah,
I can't.
I mean,
but it's just so Texans.
You want a linebacker?
Let's just get all mediocre wide receivers.
Well,
it's just
so
Texans.
It's where you are. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to fix.
Yeah. No question. You got a lot of stuff to fix. So you go and just get mediocre guys because that's what we do. Let's just get bodies. We got to fill up the roster with bodies.
Here's what the Houston Texans have looked like so far in free agency. Let's catch up on this. Case Keenum, a two-year deal, $6.25 million deal that includes $4 million guaranteed. With incentives, this is $8.25. This is very low for a backup quarterback. In today's NFL, it used to, you know, Dan Orlovsky got, and this is years ago with the Texans, he got a three-year, $9 million deal. Case got a two-year, $6.25. This is not a big deal for a quarterback at all. And so basically, I think they have him competing. It's $4 million guaranteed, but I think they have him competing with Davis Mills, I could see Davis, like if Case Keenum wins that, they could just trade Davis Mills.
Yeah, I don't see. Do you see Davis Mills on this roster? I mean, I'm,
yeah. Oh, I could absolutely see. Davis
well, if they don't draft a quarterback,
there's no reason to.
But why not use him as a? You could get a fifth rounder for Davis Mills.
I would. That's what I would do. I would turn a third into a fifth.
Yeah,
I would turn a third into a fifth. Noah Brown is a 1 year, $2.6 million deal, where most of it is guaranteed. But that does not guarantee him a spot on the roster. But $2.25 million guaranteed, probably going to be fifth wide receiver. Robert Woods has a deal that will keep him here a minimum of 1 year. It includes $10 million guaranteed to $15.25 million deal. So there's no guarantee he plays beyond 1 year, but he's here. Andrew Beck, who signed a 2 year deal that includes $4 million guaranteed, that's probably a 1 year deal. But there's another tight end, H back type of spot. So they like him for
more than
what?
Likely fullback or whatever.
Yeah, I mean fullback, H back. He's a move player. So he's not a standard inline tight end. Shaq Mason, the trade, we talked about it yesterday.
He'll be here.
He's locked in for this year and could do a long-term deal after it's over. Scott Questenberry will probably be depth at center. He's re-signed. Chase Winovich is a one-year deal with the Texans. He's just going to compete for a roster space. Hassan Ridgeway, one-year deal. As John mentioned, a $3.25 million contract. He'll compete for a spot. MJ Stewart, the safety, one-year deal worth $7.5 million. So he's in this year. He's going to be more than likely your new starter. Jimmy Ward is going to be a starter. And so MJ Stewart will either be a nickel. He's a bigger corner slash safety. So either him or they may try to use Petrie some in that position. So I would think Stewart, Ward, Petrie are your safeties. And then you'll have a couple corners. And that's how you'll run it. Is you'll run three safeties, two corners will be your base defense. Because you can also stop the run a little bit with Petrie and Stewart in there. You're geared up to stop the run. MJ Stewart is probably going to be kind of the Antoine Winfield type of guy where they move him around in the box. Well, Petrie could be that, but he plays near the box. So those are interesting.
You got
deals.
A couple of safeties now that really tackle.
Well, oh yeah,
and Petrie missed. You know, he'll be better, but he had a lot of tackles last year.
Yeah,
and Jimmy Ward. You know, those are guys that are run stoppers. Unfortunately, you know, the Texans have a lot of safety tackles now, on running plays.
The Texans are signing so many free agents that they will not get. They will not end up with any type of free agency or any type of compensatory picks for next year, but. What will be interesting is the year after, because some of these contracts are in such a way that they are set up to all depart at the same time, and they could play the compensatory pick game, which is adding third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh after that. A lot of teams are doing that where they get basically three extra picks for, I mean, you know, if you have – you don't have a – a personnel exec, I think that's none of the personnel execs are going to be hot right now. Your coordinators are both white, so you don't get a third round pick. Remember, if your coordinators, if a guy signs one of your guys to become head coach or free agency or GM,
San Francisco
you get a third round compensatory pick.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Any thoughts on this or anything else? You're more than welcome. We've got Adnan Kirk at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And then Five Star is going to be in studio to go over the NCAA tournament with us here in studio. So we'll do that at 9:15. Right now, though, it is a jab, a site jab.
Site jab means if your website needs to be punched up, Site Jab is here to do it. They've got two decades plus of doing this for people. And the big deal here is that Site Jab understands the changing trends with websites. Websites are different. They're designed differently. They function differently. There's a lot of different things that websites are supposed to do from year to year. It changes drastically, and SiteJab wants to keep your website updated. So if you had a new website done like 6 years ago and you're like, wow, it's been 6 years, there's a good chance that you don't have the latest and the greatest from a technology standpoint in terms of the analytics that go with keeping people on your page longer and converting eyes into business leads, which is very critical. And for some of you out there, you've got direct B2B type stuff where they can sign up on your website for actual purchase. They can actually sign up through e-commerce for your business. You want to have that available for people. You don't want them to go through an extra step, because once you have that extra step, you are going to lose some of those people on your website. Make your website look as good as possible. Have it as engaging. Let it tell people who you are and what you do. And SiteJab will make it all come true for you. SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN
92.5.
Real, fun sports.
This is a radio commercial for a company that does commercial construction. Is that meta? Anyway, Jeremy Branham here for Pinnacle Construction. Owner Doug Johnson and his team have 20-plus years of general contracting experience, including commercial buildouts and retail space, restaurants, office buildings, and production areas. If you want your commercial construction project done right, on time, and on budget, choose Pinnacle Construction. Get a free quote, call 281-900-3004 or visit 975generalcontractor.com.
Hey, ESPN listeners, are you looking for the perfect place to watch the tournament this March? Look no further. With over 50 HD TVs and two of the largest screens in the Heights, Drift is the perfect place to watch all the action. Kick back with your friends while you enjoy an ice-cold beer or one of our classic cocktails. Don't forget to bring your furry friend along on our dog-friendly patio. Give us a follow on Instagram at Drift Bar Houston. Drift Bar, high tides and good vibes.
Hey, I hope our man Billy is listening right now, Billy Brown. He listens to the show, and he comments every once in a while on his way to work. He's going to work. He's going to make the city safe from water. That's what Billy Brown does. Because no, he does. Thank you for that.
Thank you for your service,
Billy. Because this is what he does every single day. Because water can destroy. Water does destroy. It destroys your home. If you've got a leak of any kind whatsoever, if you've got pipes that are leaking, if you've got water tanks. If your water tank has a bunch of residue in it, it is bad for you. It is bad, and it's going to come out, and it's going to hurt your pipes, and it's going to hurt your ability to take showers and drink water and all of that stuff. So if you haven't gotten those cleaned in recently, you need to do that. Yeah. If you haven't had a repipe, if your pipes are old from the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, you may need to repipe, and
maybe
you did that.
Yeah, I did that because they're going to corrode. If you've got original pipes, it's a matter of time before they're leaking and doing damage under your home. That's a guarantee.
Leak, and they were there in an instant, found it, and shut it down. It's what they do. They're the best. If you're looking for a plumber that's going to come to your home and give you a free evaluation as opposed to charging just to show up, it's our guys right there. If you're looking for the best in the city, you need to check out our peeps over Billy Brown and all of his people. All you got to do is go to, what's the website?
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Adnan Virk is going to join us at the top of the hour. Adnan is MLB Network and NHL Network host. If you want to, what are you thinking about the NHL season so far? There's one story out there. Do you have any idea what it is?
Yeah, the scoring is out of control.
No, that's not it.
That's one of the things that I noticed.
No, that's really not it.
I think it's been some of the issues with inconsistent calls of offsides.
That's really...
And the penalty, their VAR system is just not working.
Yeah, that's not it either.
The instant replays have been an issue. It slowed the game down.
The big story in the NHL this year is the Boston Bruins, and they're on pace to break the record for most wins ever in a season.
Yeah, says you.
No, that's a fact. It's literally a fact.
Oh, on pace for, guy.
Well, they're literally three-quarters of the way through the season, so yeah.
Oh, they're on pace for 1,000 RBIs. Here's on pace guy chirping in again. I was busy looking at the Chicago Bears. They had $100 million, I guess.
And they're spending.
Ryan Pace is like, we need to start. Like, he's going to build through the draft and through, but he wants to do it quickly. They got Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards as their new linebackers. So there's two brand new linebackers. DeMarcus Walker signed a 3-year deal. There's another defensive lineman. And then Nate Davis signed a 3-year deal at offensive guard. And then they traded, we know, as part of the trade with Carolina, they got DJ Moore. So they just took care of a guard, a wide receiver, and two linebackers through a trade and free agency. Then he's going to, you know, now he's going to be able to pick another player at 9. I mean, he's going to he's restocking fairly quickly. Now, he had a bunch of money to do it.
It's not crazy. Million. It's not crazy that the Bears are way better this year. Way better.
No.
If they get quarterback play out of Justin Fields,
right,
with the additions that he's making, with the draft picks that he's accumulating, maybe not this year, but next year, you can turn this thing around in a hurry. Make really good decisions. The Jets did it. I mean, they hired the right coach, and all of a sudden, wow, they're a good football team. Now they acquire Aaron Rodgers. They're going to be a real contender for a title, a real title contender. And they were just crap for forever, just crappy. So that the Texans can't turn this thing around if you make good decisions, good personnel decisions, if you make the right coaching decision, if you develop well. That you know, the Texans have to be, that the Bears are the worst. Now, we'll see what that division is like. The Lions are on the come up, right? The Vikings are a good football team. The Packers are on their way down. We'll see what Jordan Love does. If Jordan Love is a good quarterback,
I think a lot of people are going to have the Lions winning this division.
Yeah.
You know, the Vikings don't really give you any reason not to think that they'll win plenty of games. Kirk Cousins, solid. You've got, now you lost Adam Thielen, but I mean, you still have.
I mean, Adam Thielen was on his way down.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, KJ Osborne played well last year. You're going to add a wide receiver this year. You have Justin Jefferson. You've got Dalvin Cook still, although there have been some rumblings about maybe him getting traded. There's no reason that you just got done adding TJ Hockenson as well. There's no reason to believe that Minnesota shouldn't still be up there, but I got a funny feeling the way the Lions were playing football that a majority of the people are going to pick the Lions to win the conference. I mean,
well,
the
Vikings'
division.
Greatest addition might have been Brian Flores.
Yeah. Almost. I saw him at the Combine and Senior Bowl. I was going to talk to him, but I didn't get a chance to. But it was...
Well, you better watch. He might have sued you.
No, I don't think he'll sue me. I just would say hi.
Yeah, I know, but you're from Houston, so...
Yeah, I'd say thank you for your service for not having to have a coach who never... Thank you for the lawsuit so they didn't hire a coach who had never coached before. Of course, we had Lovie Smith, so what would the difference have been, McCown or Lovie Smith?
Well, it didn't make any difference, but it's a little... I don't know. I've always thought, Brad, really? The Texans? The team that just hired 3 black head coaches in a row? You're going to claim they're racist?
Do you know that... Yeah, that doesn't really work. Do you know that... Josh McCown has said publicly,
yeah, that C.J. Stroud
reminds him of Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And then he also made the comment that Anthony, I guess he's telling everyone that Anthony Richardson is like, he's, I got to see what the exact quote I heard. I don't know if this is.
Well, he better love Anthony Richardson or he's going to get canceled.
Yeah, he's got to be careful on that one.
You got to be real careful.
But he said, let's see, about Anthony Richardson. This is what somebody told me. Somebody who reached out and said, thank you for making the comment about Orlovsky being so ridiculous. Yeah. He said, McCown is gassing Dan Orlovsky up on Richardson. Happened at the Combine when I was sitting there, and he started this, he's not inaccurate thing. He said, and I'm not sure how much producers will let him push back on it, so I'm just going to leave it alone. So you have he's not inaccurate, started at the Combine with Josh McCown, who also says, C.J. Stroud is Joe Burrow. I immediately have questions there. After watching that tape, you tell me that C.J. Stroud is Burrow, and you tell me Anthony Richardson is not inaccurate, and I've got some concerns. You got to tell me when 54% is not inaccurate. Like, if you were at 59% and your players led the college football on drops, we might be able to have a conversation. Never hitting 60% and 54% your last, and then just watching the games. Like, what are you talking about? Why would Dan Orlovsky say that? Why would Josh McCown say that? Unless he's trying to get Orlovsky to do his work for him. Although they got the first pick now. Josh McCown is in Carolina.
Josh McCown's Carolina. So,
but he didn't have that trade when he was at the combine. He could have been. That could have been a Levis. You want to talk about smokescreen? He's not inaccurate.
Right.
You should. Hey, he's not inaccurate. And then Levis maybe falls to him. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. Now he's got the number one pick, and he's touting C.J. Stroud as Joe Burrow. Okay. Well, all right. Josh McCown. Thank God he's not here. Thank God. Adnan Virk, when we come back on the other side, we're talking Astros baseball and a whole lot more. And Boston Bruins hockey, if you want. Or Buffalo Sabres hockey. My cousin's the coach.
Yeah,
you know.
We could talk Sabres hockey. Sabres,
see what he thinks of the Sabres and Donnie. Right now, though, we're talking about the Daspit Law Firm.
Daspit Law Firm has been working for people. So it's funny, when you drive around the city of Houston, and really I was driving yesterday outside the city of Houston, and you see all these... You see all these billboards, and it's, for personal injury lawyers, and it's just like, and Daspit hates being associated with those guys because, you know, this is a guy who worked at Fulbright Jaworski, is one of their top lawyers for years. He went over to really make a difference for people who are getting taken advantage of, and he said, look, I'm going to take my expertise in the field of law, and this is not a guy who just, you know, some of the guys who are in the field are just on the fringes of being a capable lawyer. This is a guy who is one of the very, very best that we're talking about, and he is able to work for you and do it for, you know, and work for you at a rate that is unbelievable for you. You say, man, this guy puts in so much time. He's putting in so much effort. He's doing that for the people from the Astro World case where there were the unfortunate deaths there. He's doing it for people from refinery blasts. He's doing it for people who have been hit by 18-wheelers. There's a wide variety of cases that the Daspit Law Firm will take, but the main thing is they want to make sure that you are taken care of and that you get treated fairly by the insurance companies and the lawyers who work for them. It's the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com. You can see John Daspit right there. They've got a video. There's a lot of information about the law firm. Or you can also call them at 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Hey, guys. This is Lisa Zadok from Zadok Jewelers with a hot tip on how to keep your lady happy. Visit the Zadok Bridal Shop, a modern bride's dream. We work with our global network to source GIA-certified ethical diamonds for you at a fair price. Not only do we carry a selection of the finest diamond settings, we also have a full custom design team ready to turn any ring dream into a ring reality. Zadok Jewelers, where Houston gets engaged.
When you hear it, you know the Steve Miller Band. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Joker. Saturday, May 6th, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, presented by Huntsman. With special guest, Cheap Trick. On sale Friday, March 17th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com, part of the Xfinity Concert Series.
Wake up with The Bench, featuring John Granato and Lance Erline.
Gather your thoughts, send it in 1 to 2 texts max. I don't need 7 texts.
See?
Text messages. I don't need 7 back-to-back-to-back. Bing, 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 bing. Like if I want that kind of noise, I'll go to a casino and play slots.
Seems like...
Bing, 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 bing. How about one thing and just... That's it. All your business is on that text.
Seems like there's a frustration in this family going here. Man, taking it out on the radio.
Mason text.
This sounds like a radar detector.
No, it's not the same.
It's not different?
It's not the same, but it is an issue for me. I don't like when I have to hear a billion bings or vibrations in my pocket. But if you're going to do that, I'll tell you when to do it.
Okay.
When I'm by myself and no one's at home. Then you, hey, fire off that 50 tweets text in a row.
Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.